I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey there, summer is over, school is back in session, sports are starting, even though it's still pretty hot most days outside. Such is life in Mississippi. Welcome in, I'm Brad, your host, as always, with my trusty sidekick, Podgator. Here to talk high school sports in Northeast Mississippi for the next few minutes. Volleyball season has begun. Football fixing to start. So we'll talk about both of those sports here for the next few minutes. Just a reminder that we are brought to you by Pizza Doctor. Find them at Midtown Point in Tupelo, a.k.a. the Old Mall. And try any of their pizzas. They're all good. This podcast is literally powered by Pizza Doctor Pizza. Got some today for lunch, per usual. Some sausage, some pepperoni. So go check them out at Midtown Point. Reminder, this podcast comes to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. And follow us on Twitter at DJournalSports. Okay, let's do the volleyball. Season has started for most every team. Several of them played this past weekend, had some big tournaments. And then on Tuesday, I get out to my first game of the new season, Pontotoc at New Albany. Big rivalry. Seems like I cover this game every year when they play at the beginning. New Albany ranked number 8 in our preseason rankings. That was redundant. Ranked in our rankings. You know what I mean. Pontotoc trying to rebuild a little bit and lost one of their better players, Izzy Park, to injury, so she was not playing last night. But they do have some, like I said, they got a couple transfers, I believe they're sisters, Emery Bodie and, well, gosh, I don't have her sister's name in front of me. But anyway, ended up being a sweep for New Albany, 3-0. 25-17, then 26-24, 25-14. So, yeah, that second set, Pontotoc had a shot. They rallied and tied it at 24. But then Lily Shannon had back-to-back kills to win the set for New Albany and give them the momentum they needed in the third set. Lil Shan Shan, her teammates call her. Lily is a sophomore middle blocker. I did tell her last night when I interviewed her that I would not use Lil Shan Shan in the paper, but I never said anything about not using it on my podcast. So Lil Shan Shan had 13 kills and, 4 aces? New Albany had 16 aces as a team. Pontotoc was 4, so that was a huge stat, obviously. And, you know, after kind of a slow start in the first set, New Albany kind of found its groove. They had trouble getting the ball to Lucy King, junior outside hitter, really good player for them. She only had, I think, 1 kill, but as I mentioned, Lil Shan Shan stepped up. So did Teely Tyre. She's also just a sophomore. She's one to keep an eye on going forward. She ended up with 11 kills, 6 aces, and 9 digs. So nice, well-rounded effort by Teely Tyre. Say that 5 times fast. So that win improves New Albany to, 4-1. There you go. So a good win there for the Bulldogs. Then my boy Brendan went up to Kossuth last night. By the way, he was asking me this again today. Is it Kossuth or is Kossuth also acceptable? I told him they're both acceptable, generally, although I think the people that live there prefer Kossuth. I could be totally backwards on that. But I've been calling it Kossuth. Okay, anyway, they played Tishomingo County last night. A couple of teams in our rankings. Kossuth number 6, Tish number 10. And it went the distance, all 5 sets. And the Aggies pulled it out. 3-2. Avon Mathis leading the way for Kossuth. May recall I had a story on her in the preseason. You know, she actually got hurt over the weekend at the Bulldog Bash in New Albany. Kind of tweaked something in her knee, I think, but was back last night and played well. Tish County got a great game in defeat from Reese Moore, 25 kills. She's also a good basketball player. I haven't seen her play volleyball yet, but apparently she's pretty good at that as well. Kind of a Macy Pfeiffer type, Maybe she's better at volleyball than basketball, which would be saying something because she's awfully good at basketball. So she helped them stay in it, but ultimately it went Kossuth's way. So good matchup there early in the season between two teams that located just a few miles apart. Let's jump into football. Man, been getting out to practices. Went to Boonville earlier this week on Monday. Had an update on the Blue Devils. Coming off a 4-7 season, their worst record since, 0-2. But they got some skill guys, we know. As I try to navigate this newspaper. Sorry if that was too loud. But no, they've got Noah Gillen, of course, the quarterback, 3-star prospect. Came in and had a strong sophomore season last year after transferring from Tupelo. They got Zion Nunn, the running back, who's going to be a third-year starter. Has notched back-to-back 900-yard seasons rushing. Scored a lot more touchdowns last year. Had 6 total touchdowns as a freshman, 16 last year. 14 rushing, 2 receiving, and became a weapon in the passing game. And they've got some other good skill guys. The question, I think, and really, well, I know the question because the coach, Scott Brown, told me it's going to be their toughness and obviously how they play up front. I know they've got some good players, some good skill in the trenches. Idarius Leslie, the defensive lineman, immediately comes to mind. But, you know, they had a lot of these skill guys last year too and ended up going 4-7. So we'll see if they can turn a corner, get back to winning the way Boonville is used to winning. Nunn, by the way, packed on about 15 pounds. He's 5'11", 220. And he was already fast, and now he's fast and thick. And he can run past you, around you, or through you. He's also a threat in the return game. And just a junior. Okay, he and Gillen both are juniors. So could be a really good combo again this year for Boonville. And position rankings, yeah. Let's go over those. We did running backs last week. And as I said on Twitter, it was the penultimate set of rankings. That means next to last for those of you in Ryanzi. Hey, kid, I love you. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the rankings. So we'll have quarterbacks this week to finish it up. But, yeah, we did running backs last week, and that's always a deep position around here, of course. So it's can be kind of tough to narrow down, but I think I pretty much nailed it. Number 5, we just mentioned him, Zion Nunn of Boonville. He had 993 yards and 14 touchdowns rushing last year. And, well, I've mentioned everything really need to know about him. Threat out of the backfield, put on some weight. Number 4, Jay Stevenson of Starkville. He's the kid that transferred from Heritage Academy, where last season he rushed for 2,004 yards and 33 touchdowns on 200 carries. Before that, he played at Eupora for 2 years, rushed for over 1,600 yards and 31 touchdowns during his time there. So he's got a lot of experience at different places. So this will be his third school in 4 years, but he's got three strong years of varsity experience under his belt. But, of course, he's going from what Eupora was and still is, I believe, 2A. I can't remember if they moved up or down this year, whatever. But Heritage Academy, I mean, it's a good program, but it's MAIS. So you don't know how that's going to translate to MHSAA 7A at Starkville. But they do have Trey Petty at quarterback. He runs the ball a lot, and they've got another running back that's pretty good. So there shouldn't be a whole lot of pressure on Stevenson to produce. But he's going to be key, I would think, in their offense. He's 6'1", 210. I've seen tape on him. And, you know, he is pretty hard to stop once he gets running downhill. Got some good speed. Number 3 rated running back, Jalen Washington of Houston. Going to be a senior. Of course, he missed most of last season with that ACL injury. He was the Daily Journal Offensive Player of the Year as a sophomore. I mean, he's got over 3,000 career rushing yards. He's committed to Southern Miss. 5'8", 195, just has a lot of power. And if he gets in the open field, good luck catching him. Number 2, Quay Middlebrooks of Tupelo. Only 5'8", 157. I don't know. I feel like he runs bigger than that. He's not afraid to go between the tackles. Pretty tough. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he had 1,200 yards rushing last year, also had 240 yards and 4 touchdowns receiving. It's a big part of their screen game, which Tupelo has a very good screen game. So Quay going to be a senior this year. And the number one running back, Cannon Daniels of West Point. He's committed to Florida. And, I mean, you know, West Point and running backs go hand in hand. He's a little extra special, though. Ran for over 2,000 yards last year, 24 touchdowns. Would line up at quarterback a good bit. It's just basically a wildcat. He's not going to throw the ball much, if at all. But he's your best player, so get him the ball as quickly as you can. Got good size, good speed, great vision, powerful, good in the open field. I mean, there's a reason Florida wants him, along with many other schools. So those are your top five running backs in Northeast Mississippi, according to me. I did consult other coaches, and Podgator had his thoughts. And he agreed that Cannon Daniels is the best running back, and I'm sure the fact that Daniels is committed to the Gators had nothing to do with that. Podgator would be insulted by that insinuation. Okay, so that's all the time we have. By the way, just to let you know, the podcast is going to possibly look a little different going forward. Just once we get football going, and we've got these guys, James and Brendan, been doing good work for us. We'll try to get them on here if we can ever get this other microphone fixed. Might do some, might bulk it up, if anything, the podcast. So it should get better. Which, again, I thought today was a pretty good episode, but yeah. I don't have the bar that high. Okay, so I'm out. But I'll be back next Wednesday with more updates from the football fields. I'll be out at some more practices over the coming week. And got Jamboree going to be next weekend. So looking forward to that. And we'll see y'all next time.